Lesson 2. Jesus Christ was chosen to be our Savior. Purpose. To help the children understand the importance of using their agency to choose and act for themselves. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Abraham chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. Jesus was chosen to be our Savior. Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Satan rebelled against Heavenly Father's plan. Gospel Principles, Chapter 3, Jesus Christ, Our Chosen Leader and Savior, and Chapter 4, Freedom to Choose. 2. Additional Reading, Revelation Chapter 12, Verses 7 through 9, War in Heaven, Satan and His Followers Cast Out. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, Verses 36 and 37, We Have Always Had Agency. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verses 25 through 28, Lucifer fell and became Satan. LDS Bible Dictionary, Michael, page 732. 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 27. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the Scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A triple combination for each child. B. A copy of the standard works. C. The plan of salvation cutouts used in Lesson 1, 6-A through 6-J. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Distribute the cutouts depicting the plan of salvation among the children. Have them place the cutouts in the correct order, beginning with premortal life. Have the children tell what they know about Heavenly Father's plan as they put up each cutout. Scripture account. Teach the children the account in Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and Abraham chapter 3, verses 27 and 28, of Jesus Christ being chosen in the premortal life to be our Savior, of our choosing to accept Him as our Savior, and of the war in heaven. Abraham chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. See also Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. For suggested ways to teach the Scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Explain that agency is the ability and privilege given to us by Heavenly Father to choose and act for ourselves. We can use our agency to choose right or wrong, but we are responsible for our decisions. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. When Heavenly Father asked His Spirit children whom He should send to be our Savior, what was the difference between Jesus' response and Lucifer's response? Moses chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. How did Lucifer want to change Heavenly Father's plan? See Moses chapter 4, verses 1 and 3, and see also Enrichment Activity 1. Why did Heavenly Father choose Jesus to be our Savior? See Moses chapter 4, verse 2. Why did He reject Satan's offer? Moses chapter 4, verse 3. What happened after Heavenly Father chose Jesus as our Savior? Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. What happened to Lucifer and the spirits who followed him? Revelation chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 36 and 37. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 25 through 27. Abraham chapter 3, verse 28. What kind of bodies do they have? Explain that because they rebelled and were cast out of heaven, they will never be able to be born on the earth and have physical bodies. What are these spirits trying to do now? Moses chapter 4, verse 4. How can we avoid being influenced by Satan? Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 18. See also Enrichment Activity 4. What happens to those who follow Satan in this life? Alma chapter 30, verse 60. What happens to those who choose to follow Jesus Christ? 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. What happens to the spirits who follow Heavenly Father and Jesus? How do you know that in the premortal life you chose to follow Jesus? What can you do to follow Jesus now? What is agency? Why didn't Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to have our agency? Why is it so important that we use our agency to choose the right? 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. To help the children imagine what it might be like to live under Lucifer's plan, tell them that for the next few minutes they must do exactly what you say and nothing else. Make sure they know they cannot talk. Have them stand and remain standing perfectly still for a few seconds. Then tell each child where to sit. Do not seat friends near each other. Tell the children they must sit erect, feet flat to the floor, looking straight ahead, not moving or speaking. Have them hold the position until you tell them otherwise. After about 30 seconds, let them stand again and sit where they want. What would it be like to live under Lucifer's plan? Help the children understand that Lucifer wanted us to do exactly as we were told without being able to decide for ourselves. Why wouldn't his idea have worked? Have the children talk about how they felt and how they would feel if they were forced to do exactly what they were told to do all day, every day. Express your gratitude for the blessing of agency. 2. Write the following choices on separate pieces of paper. Have the children take turns picking a choice and talking about the consequences that come with making that choice. One of the consequences the children might think of is listed in parentheses after the choice. Pray. Receive Heavenly Father's help. Attend church. Learn the gospel. Lie. People will not believe you next time. Be cheerful at home. Home is a happier place to be. Steal or cheat. Lose the influence of the Holy Ghost. Be kind to a new neighbor. Make a new friend. Be reverent in church. Feel Heavenly Father's spirit. Be grouchy at home. Family does not get along. Do not keep the word of wisdom. Damage to your body. Discuss the consequences, good and bad, that come when we use our agency. Emphasize that Heavenly Father blesses us when we use our agency to make right choices. 3. Discuss and help the children memorize the second article of faith. Help the children see that each of us is responsible for how we use our agency. 4. Prepare a list of situations the children might face when they would need to choose between right and wrong. See the following list. You could also have the children suggest situations. Have the children read and discuss them one at a time, or have them role play each situation. Talk about how we feel when we choose to do wrong and how we feel when we choose to do right. A. A friend encourages you to steal from the store. B. You are about to buy a ticket to a movie when you see an advertisement showing that it is not an appropriate movie. C. Several neighborhood children are unkind to a child. D. You see someone tormenting an animal. 5. Sing or read the words to I Lived in Heaven, Children's Songbook, page 4, or I Know My Father Lives, Children's Songbook, page 5. Insert I Lived in Heaven, Children's Songbook, page 4. Verse 1. I lived in heaven a long time ago, it's true. Lived there and loved there with people I know. So did you. Then Heavenly Father presented a beautiful plan all about earth and eternal salvation for man. Verse 2. Father said he needed someone who had enough love to give his life so we all could return there above. There was another who sought for the honor divine. Jesus said, Father, send me, and the glory be thine. Verse 3. Jesus was chosen, and as the Messiah he came, conquering evil and death through his glorious name, giving us hope of a wonderful life yet to be, home in that heaven where Father is waiting for me. I know my Father lives. Verse 1. I know my Father lives and loves me too. The Spirit whispers this to me, and tells me it is true, and tells me it is true. Verse 2. He sent me here to earth by faith to live his plan. The Spirit whispers this to me and tells me that I can, and tells me that I can. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to bear your testimony about the importance of what Jesus Christ did for us as our Savior. Encourage the children to use their agency wisely by choosing the right. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 2. Jesus Christ was chosen to be our Savior.